something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, we're broadcasting live today from Denver, Colorado, and it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, if you want to send me a text message, which I find kind of interesting, because I come in the studio this morning and get everything set up, and of course I open all my tabs I've got for all my show prep and my notes and stuff. Excuse me, swallowed wrong. And I open the text line, and holy crap. I mean, what did I say during the week? What have you guys been doing? Because it's just, I mean, I couldn't get through all, I still haven't gotten through all of them. Anyway, the text line number is 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. And maybe I will do this. Let's start with two text messages. Excuse me. This comes from Google number 6051. There are two texts, and I want to read both of them as kind of we're going to climb up on the high level diving board, and we're going to dive into something. And I'm going to, well, let me read the text message, and then I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Mike, good morning. This came in at 5:47 this morning. Good morning. I am extremely angry about how everything has come together so that the Diddy case apparently fell apart with nobody being implicated right along. I think he means implicated right along with the Epstein case at the same time. It's as if everything was planned that way in order to brush it all under the rug. Yesterday, I heard Clay and Buck interviewing somebody at approximately 2:20 in the afternoon. And this person had formerly worked in the FBI, and right in the middle of her talking about her, I think, again, this is text to voice to text, so I'm trying to fill in the blanks. Yesterday, I heard Clay and Buck interviewing somebody at approximately 2:20 in the afternoon, and this person had formerly worked in the FBI, and then right in the middle of her talking about doing that and discussing what had happened, they, meaning Clay and Buck, started talking all over her. And just cut her off so they could talk about Amazon Prime. Okay, I find that bizarre. It's guys like these that are a huge problem with our society. You, meaning Michael Brown, you're the only one I feel is trustworthy enough to be the mouthpiece for the unheard. I feel strongly society is crumbling due to the complacency of the super wealthy, not realizing the difference between a person that makes 50 grand a year and them. Donald Trump is the only person that can fix this properly, and I want him to know that we are counting on him to do the right thing. Absolutely everything can be connected to the Diddy and Epstein trials, and our whole world can be changed if they are handled properly. This is why Donald Trump was put into office, because he won't play by their rules, and that's exactly what we expect. I think that's why Donald Trump was elected, too. If we go in the Wayback Machine, our own personal brains, and we really try to imagine the 4 years of Joe Biden, and if we imagine the first 4 years of Donald Trump, where we thought that Donald Trump was going to do, you know, bam, 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 blow everything up. But then we had Russia, 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 and we had the impeachment trials, and we had everything going on that basically made those 4 years, I think there was a lot accomplished during those 4 years. But if you could accomplish, imagine a wall, and you're building a brick wall. And your goal is to build that brick wall 20 feet high, because you want all of that crap that's going on in the world behind that brick wall. You want to shut it down, wall it in, box it up, put it away. Trump gets elected 2016, gets into office 2017. He starts building the wall brick by brick by brick. And he does a lot of good stuff. I mean, the tax cuts. Some of the things that he did with NATO as a beginning didn't accomplish everything, but he started the process. And I think that's what we need to recognize, is he started the process of building this 20-foot brick wall. But because they see, oh, my God, he really is going to build a brick wall. He really is going to do what he says he's going to do. Now we've got to come after him. And actually, that really even started before the election. But he starts building the brick wall, and he gets, you know, 10, 15 feet, but not quite to 20 feet. And by that time, the clock's run out. The game's over. And then, whether you believe it or not believe it, doesn't make any difference to me. But for whatever reason, Donald Trump doesn't win in 2020. And Joe Biden gets more votes than any presidential candidate in the history of the country, and doesn't even get, I mean, that again. I mean, Kamala Harris doesn't even come anywhere near that. In fact, Donald Trump doesn't even come anywhere near that. You can draw from that whatever you want to. I'm not trying to say there was some sort of covert operation, or that there was some sort of conspiracy, or that it was a stolen election. I'm just saying it's just one of those little factoids that, if you're honest with yourself, makes you think to yourself, well, there's something there. I wonder what it is. It may be perfectly legitimate, or it may not. But we don't know. So that's Trump from 2016 through so far halfway through 2025. Then you go back, prior to that, you got 8 years of Barack Obama. And if you recall, go way back to 2007, and you get the fundamental transformation of America. We're beginning the fundamental transformation of America. So from 2007-2008, all the way through November 4, 2024, we really are on a path where that brick wall got built, and then they started knocking down the brick wall a little bit. Then this weekend, a year ago, we almost watched Trump get his brains blown out on national television. And I do think that that is one of many factors that put Trump over the finish line. So here we are again. And now we're expecting, once again, start building that brick wall. And he is. He is bit by bit putting the wall together. And then it's suddenly like some of his helpers that are, you know, you got the people driving the cement trucks up. They're mixing the concrete. You got the people that are putting the pallets of bricks down. You got the people that are, you know, putting the ladders up, and they're building it brick by brick, and he's supervising everything, and it's going along. And then a couple of the workers take a lunch break. And on the lunch break, they go over to Fox News. And at Fox News, they start talking about things that they probably shouldn't be talking about. Or they're saying things they probably shouldn't be saying, or they're saying things without thinking about what they're saying. And Trump's still trying to build the wall. In the meantime, we've got the Iranians and the Israelis. We've got Russia and the Ukrainians. We've got China and the Taiwanese. We've got things going on within this country. We got the stock market. We got tariffs. We got everything going on here. We now have the follow-on from Black Lives Matter, except now it's, oh, Trump is actually going to enforce immigration laws, and suddenly Americans are getting cold feet about enforcing immigration laws. Now, a lot of that's being led and fed by the cabal, but nonetheless, it's going on. So what I want to do is, and I'm going to beg you, I'm actually pleading for you right now. I want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. Don't turn your damn radio off. Don't turn off the podcast. Don't shut down whatever you're doing. Just hear me out. Because I'm not going to advocate one thing or another. What I want to do is to pull you away from the ledge, or if you've walked away from the story, I want you to get back into the story, because I think that's where everybody's at. People are just like, one, for me personally, I'm sick of hearing about it. But two, I understand kind of what goes on inside the beltway, and I think we need some perspective. So let's get that perspective. Do me a favor. Go follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Stick with me. Let's walk through this. I'll be right back.
Look, I don't know your exact situation, but if you're like the thousands of homeowners American Financing talks to every month, you're struggling to keep up, barely making ends meet, drowning in high interest debt, and it's not your fault. Life got more expensive, inflation hit hard, and if you're still carrying credit card balances with 20% plus interest rates while your mortgage sits untouched, you're ignoring the one thing that could turn it all around, your home. And this is where American Financing can help. Would you trade 10 minutes for a shot at saving an average of $800 every single month? Because that's exactly what homeowners are doing when they call American Financing. A simple, no-obligation call could change everything. They have a team of salary-based mortgage consultants, so there isn't any incentive to put you into a loan that doesn't make sense, and there are no upfront fees to find out how much you can save. Don't wait. Call American Financing today and start feeling that relief. 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440. AmericanFinancing.net.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I hope you haven't turned the radio off because I want to talk about Epstein. And I hope, let me lay the foundation using this, continuing with this brick wall. The building of the brick wall is still important to both you and me. We still want Trump to do all the things that he said that he was going to do. But for a president to do what he promises to do, I don't care how hard he works, how long he works. I don't care how much energy he has. I don't care how much vitality he has. The office of the presidency cannot be done by a single individual. You need the West Wing staff. You need your cabinet members and you need your sub-cabinet. And I'm just telling you that from personal experience. George W. Bush, forget what you think about George W. Bush, because I just don't give a rat's ass. But whatever you think about George W. Bush, I'm telling you from the inside of that administration, as a member of the cabinet, the sub-cabinet, I'm telling you he could not have done anything that he did without the help of all of us, the West Wing staff, the cabinet secretaries, and the cabinet undersecretaries like myself. Just simply could not have done it. So you have to start questioning when all of those people around that are supposed to be doing everything they can to support the president. You know, I saw my job as, one, implement the president's agenda. Support the president every opportunity that I have. And if I have disagreements with it, there's a process by which I can, and fortunately I had a good enough relationship with Bush, that if there was something that the administration was doing that I disagreed with, I could tell the White House staff, hey, I disagree with this. Or if I'm with the president and it's an appropriate time, place to say something to him, I would do that. And I did do that. That's why I think that this Epstein fiasco really is a threat to us building the wall. And I want to delve into why. So let's back up just a little bit. On July 6th, just what now, 6 days ago, it's the dead zone of the 4th of July weekend. The Justice Department very quietly published that two-page memo that stunned even the hardened political observers. I did a word count. There's 735 words in those two pages. And in 735 words, the federal government, the Trump administration, declared that Jeffrey Epstein was dead, committed suicide, case is officially closed, there will be no further charges, there is no client list, there are no high-profile names to be exposed, there are no loose ends, boom, that's just the end of the story. But the facts tell another story. And the other story is messier, darker, and far from over. So I want you to think about what I'm going to talk about in two parallel tracks. One is, there is the Epstein story itself. On the second track that we're going to go through simultaneously is what this does to the ability of Trump to fulfill the MAGA agenda, to fulfill the campaign promises that he made. And you may think that, well, it's not going to do anything. This is just something that's going to blow over and it's not going to have any effect whatsoever. Well, that's where the facts tell a different story. And that's where it really is messier. It's darker. And I believe it is far from over. I posted on X sometime yesterday or day before. Oh, it must have been Saturday because I think Saturday. No, it was Friday. So Friday, Trump's in Texas. And sometime, I think Friday evening, I posted on X. I forget. Yeah, today's just Saturday. So yesterday I posted on X that I hope Trump leaves Texas, goes back to D.C., and he has Susie Wiles, his chief of staff, J.D. Vance, the vice president, Stephen Miller, his deputy chief of staff. He has his attorney general, Pam Bondi. He has his FBI director, Kash Patel. And he has the deputy director, Dan Bongino, all in the Oval Office. And they lock the doors and they sit down and they say, okay, Ms. Bondi, you've effed this up. Mr. Bongino and Mr. Patel, you have to a certain degree fed into that. And now, some of you are threatening to resign and leave. I don't want anybody right now to resign or leave, but we got to clean the mess up. Now, how are we going to do that? Oh, you probably have Caroline Leavitt in there, too, because she's going to have to carry the water on the messaging. But instead, he went to New Jersey. Now, I don't know. Maybe they're having meetings today. I'm not privy to I'm privy to the public schedule, not the private schedule. But here's just to give you an idea of if you don't, and I don't blame you. In fact, I don't even encourage you to. But if you were to step back and listen to what the cabal is saying about all of this, you would realize that, holy cow, this is pretty big. Let's start out just, for example, with Alan Dershowitz, the professor emeritus, constitutional law scholar from Harvard. Oh, let's see. Why am I not getting any audio? Oh, hang on a second. Let me back up. Get it all ready to go. It doesn't play. Sorry about that. Okay, what's not feeding into my audio here? Ba 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 ba. Microphone on. I see. I got to turn the microphone on. Pardon me. I'm so riled up about this. I wasn't paying attention to the details. Here we go.
This is not an opinion. This is a fact. I have seen. Remember, I was accused falsely, and they have seen. And ultimately, I was completely cleared. The woman admitted that she may have mistook me for somebody else and withdrew all of her lawsuits. And so from day one, from the day I was accused, I said I want every document out because I knew every document would prove I was innocent. So let me tell you, I know for a fact documents are being suppressed. And they're being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names of the individuals. I know why they're being suppressed. I know who's suppressing them. But I'm bound by confidentiality from a judge and cases, and I can't disclose.
And I have to take him at face value. I have a lot of respect for Alan Dershowitz for two reasons. One, he is a consummate constitutional law expert. And two, he is a lefty. He is a liberal. And he is saying to us on the MAGA side of the aisle that, those files are there. And I've seen them, and I know why they're being protected. Now, somebody posted on X, you know, I really do have a lot of trust in Trump, and I want to believe that there's some greater game or chess move that's taking place. That may be true. That may not be true. But as long as this continues to boil, it hurts the president. They write that.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Aloha.
Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hey Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points,
you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
With Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're still with me because I want to walk through the Epstein thing because I just want you to recognize that this is a dangerous point in time for the president. This could long-term really affect his ability to continue to build that 20-foot brick wall that he really started back in 2017. So I gave you in the last segment, the example of Alan Dershowitz. And Alan Dershowitz was accused of being, you know, a pedophile, and he sued, and, you know, he's seen the files, and he is under a gag order, and he can't say anything about it. But in the course of his own investigation, for his own purposes, he discovered that, yes, there is a list, and there is a client list. For lack of a better term, there is a list of names. Now, and let's be specific here, there are all kinds of lists. There's the manifest of people that flew on the Lolita Express, Epstein's private jet that flew from either New Mexico or Ohio or New York or Florida to the island off the coast. So there's the manifest list. Then there's his little black book list. Just his, you know, like I've got a contact book. He's got a contact book. Then there may or may not be an actual client list that says, you know, oh, so-and-so, you know, prefers this, this, or this. You can make up your own imagination. But it's not just someone like Alan Dershowitz. You may not like Alan Dershowitz. I don't care, but I just used him as an example out of the chute to show that here's a guy that is publicly stating that I know there's a list, I've seen the list, I know the names that are on it. Then you get to the point where we run into this problem.
All right, this breaking news. Sources tell CNN that Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino has told people that he's considering resigning amid a major clash between the FBI and DOJ over the continued fallout from the release, or lack thereof, of the Jeffrey Epstein memo. Joining us right now on the phone is CNN anchor and chief White House correspondent Caitlin Collins. Caitlin, what more are you learning?
Yeah, Fred, it remains to be seen if he actually follows through with what he has told colleagues. But what we do know is that Dan Bongino has told people he is considering resigning as the deputy director of the FBI over the fallout that has continued ever since this memo was released last Sunday. The anger inside the MAGA base has only continued to grow instead of going away, as some officials inside hoped it would. And now our colleagues, along with Kristen Holmes, Hannah Rabinowitz, and Evan Perez, were hearing that he's considering resigning after they had this heated confrontation with the Attorney General Pam Bondi over the handling of this earlier this week. And basically, there was a meeting at the White House where the FBI Director Kash Patel was there, the White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. They were questioned about whether they were part of a story that there was basically some infighting over how this came out and this memo that said we're not going to be releasing any more information related to Jeffrey Epstein. And I should note that we are told Bongino denied leaking any story to this outlet that it was reported on. But there has been a lot of fighting between Attorney General Pam Bondi specifically and the leadership over at the FBI over who's to blame in this situation.
I don't want Bongino to leave. Dan Bongino and Kash Patel are exactly the people that we wanted put in those kinds of positions to clean house. And I'm saying that, you know, Bongino gave up, you know, multi-million dollar income every year to go earn probably $185,000 plus benefits as being the deputy director of the FBI. So it'd be very tempting that if you're not going to allow the deputy director or the director for that matter to actually do what they said they were going to do and that they wanted to do and were willing to go serve their country to do, then I wouldn't blame him for leaving. But that, again, would be a blow to the administration. So that's CNN. But let's go to Fox, Laura Ingraham. What I'm doing is I'm trying to bounce back and forth, left to right, left to right, to show you that you may not like this story. But this story, the cabal understands that there is a controversy here, which there is. Whether we like it or not, there is a controversy. This issue has been mishandled, and we were told, if you listen to me on my weekday program, and I think we played, maybe even done this last weekend, where Pam Bondi was on America Reports. That's the midday show, the news program, where John Roberts is one of the anchors. And John Roberts asked, in interviewing Pam Bondi, is it really true that we're likely to see a client list and you may actually publish that list or, you know, disclose those files? And she said, it's on my desk as we speak. Maybe she misspoke. Maybe she didn't. She certainly mishandled the question. And that's when the kerfuffle started. So you've got Dershowitz. You've got CNN. You got Laura Ingraham.
How many of you are satisfied? You can clap. Satisfied with the results of the Epstein investigation. Clap. Okay, I told you to clap. You guys aren't listening. I'm not going to grade you on a curve. So I was going to get to that. How many of you are not satisfied with the results of the investigation?
Yeah, and that's at Turning Point USA. Those are young conservatives, young activist conservatives, and they're not happy about it. Now, same event, C-SPAN, Tucker Carlson. So we've gone left to right to some degree, wacko.
Anyway, thank you so much for having me. This is more people in one place than I've seen since the last Charlie Kirk event I was at. So it's hilarious. So I noticed everyone's been talking about Epstein tonight, and I want to kind of differ from the crowd a little bit in saying that. I watched Ben Shapiro yesterday, and now before you boo me, I thought he made a really solid point. He's like, it happened a long time ago. Who cares? And by the way, we should trust the government and whatever the bureaucrats tell us. And by the way, it's wrong to ask a lot of unauthorized questions. So I just want to go on the record to say that.
Now, before he answers, let me just say that I disagree vehemently with Ben Shapiro. We should not trust the government. We should be willing to question the government, and we should just not take things at face value. He doesn't mean that you think that there is something there. Doesn't mean that you think that there is nothing there. It simply means that, wait a minute, you didn't handle this satisfactorily. You didn't answer our questions. You told us one thing leading up to the election. Post-election, before the inauguration, you told us the same thing and kept emphasizing that you were going to do X, Y, and Z. You were going to investigate. You were going to release the files. You were going to do all of this. And then suddenly you tell us, oh, well, there's nothing there. Even after telling us that the Southern District of New York, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the SDNY, was withholding documents from the AG's office and the FBI, and you publicly said and ordered Kash Patel and Dan Bongino to go get those records, and they did, and they brought them back to D.C., and now you say, well, there was nothing in it. Well, then, who cares? Well, when you don't see the documents, that leads to things like this.
No, to say I think that's absurd, and it's exactly the kind of thinking that I personally voted against in the last election. In the last election, I spent a lot of the month of October campaigning with and for the president. I voted for the president. I never vote for anybody generally. I know they're always telling you, you must vote or you can't have an opinion. Oh, shut up. I don't like to vote, but I did vote this time, and I don't like to.
Okay, and What else?
Almost 20 years. And so the real question is not, was Jeffrey Epstein a weirdo who was abusing girls? Yes, we can answer that. The real question is, why was he doing this, on whose behalf, and where did the money come from? And those are the questions that need to be answered. And I think it's entirely fair to ask them. And it's not adequate to say anyone who asked them is somehow desecrating the memory of little girls who died in Texas. I'm not going to put up with that answer. I don't care who gives that answer. That is not acceptable. And I think the real answer is Jeffrey Epstein was working on behalf of intel services, probably not American. And we have every right to ask, on whose behalf was he working? How does a guy go from being a math teacher at the Dalton School in the late 70s with no college degree to having multiple airplanes, a private island, and the largest residential house in Manhattan? Where did all the money come from? And no one has ever gotten to the bottom of that because no one has ever tried. And moreover, it's extremely obvious to anyone who watches that this guy had direct connections to a foreign government. Now, no one's allowed to say that that foreign government is Israel because we have been somehow cowed into thinking that that's naughty. There is nothing wrong with saying that. There is nothing hateful about saying that. There's nothing anti-Semitic about saying that. There's nothing even anti-Israel about saying that.
And there is not. I don't believe it, but I do have concerns about the premise to Tucker Carlson's statement. And that is, wait a minute, you're right. He was a math teacher without a college degree, and suddenly he's a billionaire, and he's got private jets and a private island, and he's, you know, collecting all of these victims and collecting all of the men, and he's got Ghislaine over here who's, you know, procuring the girls for all of these people, and then the attorney general is telling us there's nothing there. You can't be a rational person and not just question, how can there be nothing there? There is something there. And this is the first test of the president's willingness to say to his attorney general and to the FBI and the director and the deputy director, we need to know what's there. And we need to know, was it tied to the intel agencies? Was it tied to anything else? Was there blackmail, bribery, extortion, anything else going on? Those are legitimate questions. And you won't know the legitimate answer until you see the evidence. I'll be right back.
Look, I don't know your exact situation, but if you're like the thousands of homeowners American Financing talks to every month, you're struggling to keep up, barely making ends meet, drowning in high interest debt, and it's not your fault. Life got more expensive, inflation hit hard, and if you're still carrying credit card balances with 20% plus interest rates while your mortgage sits untouched, you're ignoring the one thing that could turn it all around, your home. And this is where American Financing can help. Would you trade 10 minutes for a shot at saving an average of $800 every single month? Because that's exactly what homeowners are doing when they call American Financing. A simple, no-obligation call could change everything. They have a team of salary-based mortgage consultants, so there isn't any incentive to put you into a loan that doesn't make sense, and there are no upfront fees to find out how much you can save. Don't wait. Call American Financing today and start feeling that relief. 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440. AmericanFinancing.net.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Largely? That's an interesting word for a lawyer to use. Well, he largely acted alone. Okay, well, when he wasn't acting largely alone, who was he acting with? Third, no video evidence of wrongdoing by any elites exists. But you told us that there was. Four, there is no link to intelligence agencies. And fifth, the official cause of death is confirmed as suicide. Now, that runs directly to multiple facts. It runs in contradiction to leaked files. It runs in contradiction to sworn victim statements. It runs in contradiction to financial records. And it even runs in contradiction to some of their own earlier public statements from the very same people that signed that memo. In fact, just months earlier, senior administration officials had confirmed to media outlets that a trove of evidence referred to as what they referred to as phase two did exist, including client names or lists, scanned IDs of guests, surveillance footage, visitor logs from Little St. James Island, but that phase never came about. So we've had promises made, promises broken. In February of this year, Shortly after taking office, the president signed an executive order directing the release of all files related to Epstein. The attorney general appeared on Fox News touting the existence of tens of thousands of hours of surveillance footage, financial transactions, and even the so-called client list. And then they handed out those books. Now, I think the handing out of the notebooks is a faux pas on the part of the attorney general. Should not have done it. And the way it was handled, I think, was misinterpreted by the media. And I think it put those so-called conservative influencers in an awkward position. But then last May, at the end of the month, the deputy director, Bongino, appeared on Fox and Friends and promised the release of clear video footage showing Epstein's death. In fact, he said this, there is video, and when you look at the video, and we will release it, you will see no one in there but him. But now we know that there's this full one-minute gap in the closed-circuit TV footage. And Pam Bondi, the AG, said during that cabinet meeting that that one-minute glitch exists every single night in that cell block because of the old technology they use where they have to reset the cameras. All right. So if there's a one-minute gap between 11:59 and midnight, that missing minute has never been shown, and now we have analysts showing that, oh, wait a minute, the metadata, now, all you can read into the metadata is this, that the video that was shown had been reproduced on Adobe Premiere, and that's a program that I use for both audio and video on this program. And that the metadata shows that that was at least a third or fourth generation copy of the video. Now, that may mean nothing, but it could also mean something. So why not just explain it? Why not just explain what it means? So when third-party reviewers have already flagged a full one-minute gap in the CCTV footage between 11:59 and midnight, that missing minute has never been explained. And again, I emphasize, everybody, please understand, I'm not trying to be Mr. Conspiracy Theorist here. I'm simply saying, then explain it. Don't just tell us that, it's because of the way they do the cameras, and then let somebody else review it and find out, oh, wait a minute, there's data that shows this was actually doctored using Adobe Premiere, and it also shows, according to the metadata, that this is a third or fourth copy. Now, there may be perfectly legitimate reasons for that, but why is there silence about it? If you believe that everything that we just talked about this hour is just a coincidence, then I've got the proverbial bridge to sell you from somewhere. Or, you know, maybe I'll sell you that train to nowhere in California. Or our governor in Colorado wants to build a bridge to nowhere. I'll sell you that one, too. This will haunt the administration. I guess the bottom line is this. Regardless of where you fall, you think there's a conspiracy, you don't think there's a conspiracy. I'm telling you from a purely political view, this will haunt the president. And we'll be right back in that position we were 4 years ago. We're continuing to build that brick wall. He'll never get to 20 feet. They've got to clean this up now. Pretty easy to do. Release the documents, hold a press conference, and answer every single question that's asked. I don't want to see the child porn. Nobody does. But what about the other stuff? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has announced he's levying tariffs of 30% against the European Union and Mexico starting August 1st. The president detailed his plans in letters posted to his social media account. The president toured the devastation left by flash flooding in central Texas on Friday. He says he spoke with one set of parents who lost their own children.
They lost their child or two children, and just hard to believe what I've never seen anything like it. A little narrow river that becomes a monster.
And the president's visit on Friday came a week after heavy rainfall caused the Guadalupe River in Kerr County to rise by 26 feet in less than an hour. Julie Walker reports, meanwhile, records show FEMA removed dozens of Camp Mystic buildings from a 100-year flood map before their recent expansion.
Federal regulators repeatedly granted appeals by Camp Mystic to remove buildings from FEMA's 100-year flood map as the camp expanded along the Guadalupe River in a region known as Flash Flood Alley, according to a review by the Associated Press.
And that is correspondent Julie Walker reporting. ICE has opened a child labor trafficking investigation into two California marijuana farms. More details from Tayshia Stevens.
It follows a raid on two marijuana farms in which agents found 10 underage illegal immigrants, a portion of the 200 illegal immigrants arrested. Officials say the teenagers may have been trafficked into forced labor. During the raid, ICE agents faced more than 500 rioters trying to disrupt the operation. One was caught on camera firing a gun at agents. The FBI is now offering a $50,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of that person. President Trump has directed ICE and DHS agents to arrest rioters who throw objects at their vehicles. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More from townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
The State Department is firing more than 1,300 employees in line with a dramatic reorganization plan initiated by the Trump administration earlier this year.
The reduction of force is a consequence of the reorg. It's not a consequence of trying to get rid of people. But if you've closed the bureau, you don't need those positions. Understand that some of these are positions that are being eliminated, not people.
That's Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Boeing has reached a settlement with a man whose wife and three children were among those killed in a deadly 2019 plane crash in Ethiopia.
In 2021, Boeing accepted responsibility for the Ethiopia crash in an agreement that allowed victims' families to pursue individual claims in U.S. courts instead of their home countries. Citizens from 35 countries were killed. Several families of victims already have settled.
That report from correspondent Mike Hempen. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. PETA is on the prowl at Susie American Kennel Club over its standards for unique dog breeds.
PETA says the influential club is promoting unhealthy physical features in Frenchies, Bulldogs, Dachshunds, Pugs, and Chinese Sharpeys. In response, the AKC says it rejects PETA's assertion that the standards create unhealthy dogs. The club also knocks what it calls PETA's mischaracterizations of the standards in question.
That is Julie Walker. The osprey is in decline in one of its key territories, and some biologists blame overfishing of menhaden, an important food for the birds. The osprey is a fish-eating raptor known for gymnastic dives and whistle-like chirps. It is an American conservation success story as well. The hawk-like bird rebounded after DDT was banned and now numbers in the thousands across the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Appreciate you tuning in. You know the rules of engagement. If you want to send me a text message, the number on your message app is 33103, 33103. Just use the keyword Mike or Michael. Do me a favor and go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. So just one last comment about Epstein, and then I do want to move on. This example I give you of Trump building this wall. It's a brick wall. It's a courtyard. And he started the wall back in 2016. And we were making such great progress. And the cabal, that unholy alliance of the tech giants, the elites, the dominant media, the Democrats, They don't want us to live in a republic. They don't want us to live. They want us to live in a democracy. They truly want us to live in Marxism or communism. But the road to getting there starts with the off ramp on democracy. And they keep pushing that. So Trump comes along. Trump is the disruptor that everybody wanted. Now, he may not have been the perfect vessel. There are a lot of things to not like about Donald Trump. You know, I found it interesting. I'm just old enough to have lived through a lot of presidents. And don't they all at some point become kind of, you know, you hear them speak and, you know, most of the time they're speaking from a teleprompter. In the past 25 years, I've never used a teleprompter. I come on this program and I use notes. I have notes, I have bullet points, I have things to just remind, this is what I want to talk about, and everything's extemporaneous. So I hope, and I know nobody likes their own voice, but I hope that I put enough emotion and meaning and belief behind what I say that at least it makes it interesting to listen to. Many presidents just blather on and on and on and on. And we reach a point where we're just like, oh my God, it's Lyndon Johnson talking again. It's that Southern drawl. And I'm just tired of hearing that Southern drawl. Or we hear Nixon, or we hear, you know, Reagan, and, you know, well, you know, and people get tired of Reagan. They get tired of Bubba. They get tired of Bush. They get tired of everybody. There are people who are tired of Trump and the way he speaks and the way he, you know, repeats things over and over and over again. I get that. I get there are things, little mannerisms, little, you know, twitches they have that people don't like. I get that. But I don't care. I didn't hire him for the way he dresses. I didn't hire him for what he eats. I didn't hire him for the way he speaks. I hired him to be a disruptor. Because I do believe that without some sort of disruption, that while I think I know where the country is headed, and I do believe the country is headed to, I mean, we're already pretty socialistic, and we're headed towards some form of Marxism. I don't want that. I don't want it for myself, despite however many years I have left on this planet, however many years I have left in this form, I don't want that for myself. But I particularly don't want it for those generations behind me, particularly my children or my grandchildren. My children are grown. They're adults. My grandkids, not so much. They're all the way from college age down to 6 years old. But I feel the same way about your children. I feel the same way about, like, some of the people I work with in this building who are in their 20s or 30s that I think, oh, you know, I look at them sometimes and I wonder, what's the world going to be like with you? Now, there are a lot of, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of amazing things going on that are simultaneously scary and amazing. Artificial intelligence is one of those. I've spent a lot of time, for whatever reason, for the past couple of weeks, really delving into AI. And while I think it may have some amazing things to do in terms of science and medicine and making us more productive and more efficient, that means we'll also probably lose some jobs. The way we do some jobs will change. And it's certainly made it more difficult for me to do my job, because when I go on to do news stories, I start finding things that, you know, and to be quite honest, sometimes you will send me things that I'll find really fascinating, and then the more I dig into it, the more I realize, oh, well, this is fake. It's not true. So it's just a double-edged sword. But overall, from a larger perspective, I worry about where the country's going, primarily because we have too many people who don't understand our history, don't understand our own DNA, and don't even understand our form of government. Those of you who have listened to me over the years know that I've got a real bugaboo about the term democracy. Jamie Raskin, Jamie Raskin sometimes I think has just got to be one of the dumbest members of Congress around. Democrat from Maryland. Here he is on some show from the weekend on MSNBC this morning. As I'm just putzing around the house getting ready to do some stuff, I'm flipping around through the channels, and I hear this.
So let me start at the end of that intro, and that is on the contretemps between Attorney General Pam Bondi and the FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino, who's calling on her to resign or be fired. What do you make of this?
Well, Epstein was a sex offender. He ran a child sex ring. This is true. Donald Trump and Dan Bongino and Kash Patel and Pam Bondi all were demanding that these files be released. I echoed that demand during the Biden administration. Why should the public not have access to them? After
I'm sorry. I had the wrong Jamie Raskin audio queued up. That's not the one I wanted you to hear. Where did the one go that I was going to use? Anyway, Jamie Raskin talks about how this country is a democracy. And he just goes on and on about us being a democracy. And we are not.
Congressman, you know, I want to get to what the Supreme Court justice said, because as Jonathan put it, it is not normal. There's nothing that we see to have Supreme Court justices talk about the government, allude to the government, right? She didn't get into details, but they often don't even bring it up. They talk about, like, our country as kind of this, like, abstract thing that they're worried about. What do you think it says about where this country is that the Supreme Court justice felt the need to say that she wants people to focus on what's happening within our government?
Well, two remarkable things stand out to me in the justice's remarks in Indiana. One is that it's very clear that Justice Jackson is becoming one of those rare justices like Justice Scalia or Justice Brennan or Marshall, who saw themselves not just in their juristic role, but also in their role as speaking to all of society about the nature of our constitutional compact. And so she is stepping out of the role of just being a judicial interpreter, and like Justice Scalia, somebody who is trying to speak to society. But the second thing was that she used the word democracy, which of course the right wing never uses anymore. They don't believe we're a democracy. Anytime you mention the word democracy, the right wing says, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Of course, a republic is just a representative democracy, and we are a representative democracy that has become far more democratic over time with the expansion of the franchise to include African Americans and women and 18-year-olds and so on. We have fought for a stronger democracy. But what she's saying...
Wow. So the right wing never uses the word democracy. They always go to the idea that we're a republic. Well, yeah, because we're a republic form of democracy, but we're expanding the use of that term by including, you know, by expanding the franchise, by allowing more and more people to vote. What does he really mean? Hang on. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael if you have any comments or questions to this number, 33103. Let's see if he really understands what he's saying next.
Look, I don't know your exact situation, but if you're like the thousands of homeowners American Financing talks to every month, you're struggling to keep up, barely making ends meet, drowning in high interest debt, and it's not your fault. Life got more expensive, inflation hit hard, and if you're still carrying credit card balances with 20% plus interest rates while your mortgage sits untouched, you're ignoring the one thing that could turn it all around, your home. And this is where American Financing can help. Would you trade 10 minutes for a shot at saving an average of $800 every single month? Because that's exactly what homeowners are doing when they call American Financing. A simple no-obligation call could change everything. They have a team of salary-based mortgage consultants, so there isn't any incentive to put you into a loan that doesn't make sense, and there are no upfront fees to find out how much you can save. Don't wait. Call American Financing today and start feeling that relief. 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440. AmericanFinancing.net.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundle. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So we had Jamie Raskin, this Democrat congressman from Maryland, try to explain to you that, well, you know, the right wing always says, you know, they always chastise us when we use the word democracy. Yeah, we do, and there's a reason for that. Understanding the distinction between this country being a democracy as opposed to the republic, which it is truly essential if you want to grasp how American government functions, and even more importantly, how our rights as citizens are protected. And the difference is not just semantic. I'm not just talking about the difference between, well, you can just call it democratic or you can call it a republic. No. It has real implications for our laws, for our governance, and for our individual liberties. So what are those key differences? Democracy in its purest form, democracy means just rule by the majority. In a democracy, citizens have direct input on laws and policies, and the majority's will prevails. Can you imagine us putting every issue to the vote of 359 million Americans, or all those over the age of 18. And then every time, you know, and let's say that we're a true democracy, and so the majority always prevails, and citizens always have the right to bring whatever issues up their butt right now to a vote of the people. My gosh, we'd be like a ping pong game. Our heads would be swiveling back and forth, bouncing back and forth, because, you know, one day the majority would want this, and the next day the majority would want that. The point is, citizens have direct input on laws and policies, and the will of the majority always prevails. Well, so what, you would say? Well, that can lead to what is sometimes called the tyranny of the majority. Well, what's that? That's where the rights of minority groups are overridden by popular vote. I can't imagine living in a democracy. Now, maybe if the democracy was, not even if it was just us. Even if it was just us. Think about the last hour and the discussion, if you can see my text line, and you think about the differences of opinion about the Epstein matter. It's all over the place, as I suspected it would be. But insofar as I'm concerned, mission accomplished. Whether you think you are solidly in this position or solidly in that position, I hope I gave you something to think about. But let's say we had to take a vote on it. I could probably get the vote to switch every single day back and forth. That's the tyranny of the majority. And you and I, in the minority on any given day, we lose any voice we have whatsoever, as opposed to a republic where you and I elect representatives who make decisions on our behalf. Now, crucially, very crucially, a republic is governed by a constitution or a charter, a document of some sort that does two things. It limits government power, and it protects individual rights. And most importantly, I would put it this way. It limits government power and protects our individual rights, even against the will of the majority. So those individual rights and liberties that you and I have in this country are supposed to be sacrosanct. They're supposed to be immutable. They're supposed to be given. You can't revoke them. You can't limit them. Now, we have over time, I think wrongly, limited some of those rights. But what it does is it protects us against, take the Second Amendment. As much as I believe the Second Amendment has been eviscerated, and I do believe unconstitutionally, over decades and decades and decades of them trying to whittle it down, imagine if we just put it to a vote today. Talk about trying to get out the vote. Let's say out of 359 million Americans, let's just say that half of us, 180 million Americans, are of voting age. Do you think we'd win? Do you think we would win a Second Amendment vote today? I don't know. I truly don't know. Because there are too many crazies out there. In fact, I think there are even some conservatives who are just like, you know, gun violence has just got out of control. Now, I don't think gun violence is out of control. But I do believe the cabal has led you to believe that gun violence is out of control. So if we just left it up to the majority of that 180 million Americans, oh my gosh, 95 million of them or 100 million of them would vote that, well, just nobody can own a gun. And if you think that's far-fetched, look at some state laws. Colorado is a great place to look. We're eviscerating the Second Amendment in Colorado. California. Washington, D.C., not a state, but nonetheless a district. You look at some European countries. You look at Australia. You look at Great Britain. The tyranny of the majority is scary. And the reason the distinction is important is protection of individual rights, the rule of law versus the rule of majority. We have checks and balances, and we have the In the case of our country, we have the historical and philosophical roots. The founders of this country intentionally chose a republic in order to avoid the instability and the potential for mob rule that you've got in pure democracies throughout the entirety of the history of mankind. The founders believed that a constitutional republic was better suited to protect liberty and to promote stable governance. But you know, there are practical implications too. I think you should safeguard minority rights. The Constitution, the right of judicial review in a republic serves as a barrier against the oppression of minority groups by the majority. If you're a minority group, you should still have the same rights that I do. No more, no less, but the same rights. Stable governance. But lastly, which we'll talk about next, what about civic understanding? What's happened to civic understanding? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. We'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Look, I don't know your exact situation, but if you're like the thousands of homeowners American Financing talks to every month, you're struggling to keep up, barely making ends meet, drowning in high interest debt, and it's not your fault. Life got more expensive, inflation hit hard, and if you're still carrying credit card balances with 20% plus interest rates while your mortgage sits untouched, you're ignoring the one thing that could turn it all around, your home. And this is where American Financing can help. Would you trade 10 minutes for a shot at saving an average of $800 every single month? Because that's exactly what homeowners are doing when they call American Financing. A simple no-obligation call could change everything. They have a team of salary-based mortgage consultants, so there isn't any incentive to put you into a loan that doesn't make sense, and there are no upfront fees to find out how much you can save. Don't wait. Call American Financing today and start feeling that relief. 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440. AmericanFinancing.net.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Jamie Raskin somehow believes that when we get upset because we refer to ourselves as a republic, he says, well, that's just Republicans not understanding what it really means.
Congressman, you know, I want to get to what the Supreme Court justice said, because as Jonathan put it, it is not normal. It's not something that we see to have Supreme Court justices talk about the government, allude to the government, right? She didn't get into details, but they often don't even bring it up. They talk about, like, our country as kind of this, like, abstract thing that they're worried about. What do you think it says about where this country is that the Supreme Court justice felt the need to say that she wants people to focus on what's happening within our government?
Well, two remarkable things stand out to me in the justice's remarks in Indiana. One is that it's very clear that Justice Jackson is becoming one of those rare justices like Justice Scalia or Justice Brennan or Marshall, who saw themselves not just in their juristic role, but also in their role as speaking to all of society about the nature of our constitutional compact. And so she is stepping out of the role of just being a judicial interpreter, and like Justice Scalia, somebody who is trying to speak to society. But the second thing was that she used the word democracy, which of course the right wing never uses anymore. They don't believe we're a democracy. Anytime you mention the word democracy, the right wing says, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Of course, a republic is just a representative democracy, and we are a representative democracy that has become...
You know, what's wrong with that is that's just simply not true. You can say we're a republican form of democracy, but that's only in a very narrow sense that we elect our representatives in a democratic fashion. We vote. A democracy is, by its very definition, all citizens vote on issues, and the majority rules. In fact, if you wanted to narrow it down to the very essence, it is majority rules. And that's it. There is no representation. There is no Republican form of that democracy. It is just simply that the majority rules. And that's anarchy. Think about your own household. I'm never in the majority. Where are we going to go eat? Everybody else always decides. Or what are we going to do? Or what movie are we going to watch? Or what TV show are we going to watch? Everybody else decides. Now, if my household was a Republican form of government, I would declare myself to be a senator in that House, and I would represent all of you, and I get to do the vote. A representative democracy. Oh, so it's still a democracy, but you're just going to make the decision. That's in essence what he's saying. And it's insane.
Become far more democratic over time with the expansion of the franchise to include.
So all he's thinking about is, so we've expanded the franchise, so more people get to vote. And in fact, according to the Democrats, everybody should vote. You come into the country illegally, you ought to be counted in terms of determining how many congressional seats a state gets. So, you know, everybody try to get as many illegal aliens as you possibly can, because that's more people in your state, so you'll get more representatives in Congress. That's their form of democracy. That's insane. Utterly insane.
Food, African-Americans and women and 18-year-olds and so on, we have fought for a stronger democracy.
Little thought experiment. Send me a text, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. So he talks about we've expanded the franchise by extending it to women, extending it to blacks. Did we ever extend it to Asians? Make sure we get all three races involved? Did we do that? So what other groups should we expand the franchise to? How about, well, we've essentially extended it to non-citizens. Well, how about just people in foreign countries that are interested in us? They just, you know, they've got some tie. Maybe it's someone that actually lives, let's just, you know, they live in Paris, but they own a business in Cleveland. Well, let's let them vote. Well, that would just be expanding the franchise. That's because they've got business interests here. They ought to be able to vote, right? Or tourists just show up on election day or election week, in some cases election month. Well, as long as you're in the country, why don't you just vote too? It's absurd. It sounds absurd because it is absurd. So the distinction is important because of protection of individual rights, the rule of law versus the rule of majority, and as I said, checks and balances. Let's stop there and then let's get on to the philosophical roots. Our system is designed with checks and balances, the separation of powers among the different branches of government. That's so that we can prevent any single group or the majority from gaining unchecked power. That structure is a hallmark of a republic, not direct democracy. As I said, the founders intentionally chose a republic to avoid the instability and the potential for mob rule that you see in pure democracies that we've seen through the history of mankind. And I do believe that the Constitution and judicial review in a republic serves as a barrier against the oppression of minority groups. As I said before the break, I think minority groups should enjoy the same rights that the majority does. But a majority could simply decide that we're the majority, and if you're not with us, then you don't have the same rights. That's mob rule. And the republic, we're in our 250th year. A lot of nations can't claim that. And it is because of our civic understanding. If you don't understand the difference between the terms, then that leads to confusion about how rights are protected and how the government should actually function. So when you recognize this country as a republic, that helps citizens appreciate the importance of constitutional limits and the rule of law. So clearly, distinguishing between democracy and republic, that's absolutely crucial for understanding our American system of government. The United States blends elements of both, but it is, as a foundation, a constitutional republic. That's the charter, the Constitution, and the republic is by which we govern ourselves. And that ensures individual rights are protected from majority overreach, and that government power is limited by our laws. And that distinction helps explain why certain rights and processes are safeguarded regardless of how popular opinion might shift from one day to the next. Understanding democracy versus republic that in of itself helps shape our view of our individual rights. And I think this is where we're starting to lose our individual rights. In a pure democracy, the majority can directly decide laws and policies, even if those decisions infringe upon the rights of the individuals that are in the minority groups. In a republic, the government is constrained by the Constitution, and that Constitution protects individual rights, regardless of the majority opinion. This means that certain rights, such as freedom of speech, religion, or due process, can't be just voted away if that's what most citizens want. The minority rights and social stability come about through a republican form of government. But this is where I think we're losing the republic. You know, a republic requires civic responsibility. A republic requires an understanding of the distinction. And understanding that distinction encourages citizens to value our constitutional limits and to be vigilant in protecting our individual rights, not just for myself, but for all members of society. And when we do that, that promotes a deeper appreciation for the balance between majority rule and minority protections, and that is essential for a fair and just society. So if we understand the difference between a democracy and a republic, we recognize that individual rights in this country are fundamentally protected by constitutional law, not merely by the will of the majority. But the Jamie Raskins of the world and those who just flippantly use the word democracy, little by little, demean the meaning of a republic, and pretty soon people will start demanding, oh, I don't like what Congress is doing. So rather than changing Congress, they just will want to slowly, progressively merge into a pure democracy. And mark my words, that would be the end of the United States of America. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. And do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, hit subscribe, leave a 5-star review. And then that will automatically download both the weekday program and the weekend program. I'll be right back.
Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
The other side, not as opponent, but as enemies. I admit to that. I admit to seeing Democrats not as individual enemies that I need to go out and shoot, that they're going to come and rob me, but enemies of our nation, enemies of our Constitution, enemies of our Republican form of government. Go all the way back to 1994. Since 1994, the share of Republicans and Democrats who hold very unfavorable views of the other party has more than tripled and now makes up a solid majority on both sides. And I think it is because of this basic misunderstanding that Democrats have that we are a Republican form of government and they really do want to rule by majority. You know, somebody mentioned on the text line that but for our Republican form of government, blacks would not be able to vote. Women would not be able to vote. We wouldn't recognize many of the rights that we now recognize. We wouldn't have these anti-discrimination rules because the Democrat Party was the Democrat Party of the KKK. They only embrace blacks now because they see them as a useful group to further their agenda. Cognitive elites often lay the blame, as they do for most things, at the feet of Trump. Trump's become their symbol of rudeness and disregard for others, and he has in some cases made things worse in that regard. But civic decline predates his ascent to power in 2016. You go back 20 years ago, somewhere between 90 and 95% of Democrats, Republicans, and independents were proud to be Americans. Today, barely a third. Less than a third in some polls of Democrats and about half of independents feel proud of this country, even as Republicans are certainly retaining their patriotic leanings. The legacy, I think, of the 60s and popular opposition to the Vietnam War is critical here. A lot of protesters from that era became college professors who in turn trained the next generation of teachers, journalists, and bureaucrats, and they in turn started infiltrating the entire country and spreading their dislike of this country, trying to get us to a democratic form of government and not a Republican form of government. So we shouldn't be surprised that patriotic sentiment among Gen Z is now about half of that of my generation of baby boomers. So rather than raise the flag in spite of the country's flaws, today's elites often view the flag as an emblem of some sort of fascist repression, willingly calling it that. A leading organizer of the No Kings movement was even urging Americans to skip the July 4th celebrations last week, calling the United States a country that does not love you back. So when they capture the educational bureaucracy, and this is especially true in blue states, that's led to an emphasis on progressive values over basic civics. And they're being taught that we're a democracy. I am shocked by students' ignorance, confirmed by national test results, of basic concepts such as the reasons for, say, the Electoral College, the three branches of the tripartite structure of our government, or even the origins of the United States Senate. Only 1 in 4 students is proficient in civics, and that number is going down the toilet. This cultural division, it ends up being compounded by deepening geographic splits that, when you look at it from a 30,000-foot level, it kind of resembles the antebellum era before the Civil War. The Democrat Party held seats across the plains in the South well into the 80s. Today, it is essentially a northern urban party. Its power is concentrated in urban areas. And that's fostered a leadership class that's typified by firebrands like Jasmine Crockett, or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or the current Democrat nominee for mayor of New York, Zoran Mondami. Now, I know that Republicans kind of celebrate that shift, but we actually ought to be fearful of that shift. I know that we support immigration policies, but when I look around the corner, I'm afraid that many Americans may be eventually turned off by the idea that we ought to deport people who are in this country illegally. Notice I didn't say criminal illegal aliens. I said that we deport people who are in the country illegally. Many people begin to wince and say, oh, I'm not really sure that's what I voted for. Well, we have hard choices to make. Really hard choices to make about the future of the country. And when we live in an age of detachment, I think that detachment poses a threat to the republic. And I think that's one reason we have the bitter bipartisan polarization that we do. Ordinary Americans aren't just turning away from politics. They're increasingly opting out of the very essence that makes this country great: marriage, parenthood, the workforce. Do you know that the share of prime-age men not in the labor force is now 3 times higher than it was a mere 20 years ago, and certainly lower than it was in 1940? People are just checking out, totally checking out. You can't have civic involvement when people aren't working, when they're not involved in the day-to-day. You know, do they know about what's going on in their neighborhood? Do they know what's going on with their county commission, their city council, let alone their state legislature? Again, I talk about spheres of influence a lot. You ought to go into your workplace on Monday. Find some Gen Zers and ask them, hey, where do you live? You know, I don't mean your address, but like what area of the city do you live in? What's the big issue in your community? What is it? Is it streets? Is it sewer systems? Is it water? What is it? You'll find they're totally checked out. Totally checked out. That unraveling demands our attention. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line, as always, is open. The number's 33103. The keywords are Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. We'll be right back.
Look, I don't know your exact situation, but if you're like the thousands of homeowners American Financing talks to every month, you're struggling to keep up, barely making ends meet, drowning in high interest debt, and it's not your fault. Life got more expensive, inflation hit hard, and if you're still carrying credit card balances with 20% plus interest rates while your mortgage sits untouched, you're ignoring the one thing that could turn it all around, your home. And this is where American Financing can help. Would you trade 10 minutes for a shot at saving an average of $800 every single month? Because that's exactly what homeowners are doing when they call American Financing. A simple no-obligation call could change everything. They have a team of salary-based mortgage consultants, so there isn't any incentive to put you into a loan that doesn't make sense, and there are no upfront fees to find out how much you can save. Don't wait. Call American Financing today and start feeling that relief. 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440. AmericanFinancing.net.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.